Welcome back to the Equip Business Coaching podcast series. I'm Terry Turon. We've been a bit quiet because David and team have been organizing the Power Up Your Sales conference, which happened recently. David, first of all, how are you and how did it go?
I'm very well. Awesome, Terry. It's just a conference. The conference was a complete blast. We had some amazing outline of speakers and just so much fantastic content. It was all kind of bullet pointed sessions and just so much to share and so much to be excited about and so much to learn from those that have been there, done that in our industry.
That's fantastic. And as you said, you had quite a range of guest speakers and panel discussions, and it was a good turnout as well. So, you know, you and I thought that a good sort of podcast series would be to just touch on some of what these speakers said, which mm-hmm. I think would be great value.
Yeah. Look, there's lots to learn. And even if we just learn one thing from a speaker and we can apply that in our work life, I think we'll make massive progress.
Why don't we just kick off with Michael Hitchcock? He discussed power of the mind and different sort of strategies you can use with prospects. Do you want to sort of just discuss that a bit?
Yeah, Terry, this is the kind of session that one needs to listen to 3 or 4 times. By the way, for our listeners, you'll find these videos on the Equip Business Coaching YouTube channel. Yeah, Mike is really innovatively looking at how we liaise, or how do we communicate with our prospects? How do we speak to our prospects, and how do we create connection with our prospects? We don't want to be seen to be desperate when liaising with our prospects, but what we want to do is create trust with those that we liaise with. And one of the ways you're talking about is creating the question for the buyer or the seller prospect for them to ask, are we a fit for one another? And as we do that, they then get the perception that they're in control.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's, as you're saying, that's how you speak to them, getting that trust. Let's just cut to a snippet of Mike now to see what he said about that.
My passion has been, how do we deal with human beings? How do we connect with them? How do we have better conversations? And particularly when we cold call. And I'm sure most of you have experienced, as I have and as I was taught, when we're doing a cold call. I think you'd agree we all sound exactly the same. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. This is Michael from XYZ Company. Do you have a few minutes to chat? And what happens when we do that, we sound needy. And I feel as agents, we are actually should have the mindset that person should be grateful that we're calling them, because we actually have the solution to the problem they have. But our mindset often is one of parent-child, and it's kind of like we're begging for the business. So point number one, we need to understand that seller or buyer needs to know in a tactful way that whether we get the business or not is immaterial. What's important is, are we a fit for each other? And I often hear agents say that I want to upset the seller because they know if somebody likes you, we do business with people we like. But liking is good, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is trust. If you have to go to a heart surgeon to go and get an operation, do you have to like the surgeon? You know, you're not there to build friends. You're there to get the best surgeon. So if that surgeon has a terrible bedside manner, but everyone's told you they're the best, you trust that surgeon. And we need to do that as real estate agents. We need to not sound needy. We need to be in control. But most importantly, we need to give the seller the feeling, the perception that they are in control.
So that's very interesting what Michael says there. He also touched on patterns and how the brain looks for patterns in our everyday life.
I thought this was so interesting, Terry, and how our brains are wired to perceive things in certain ways, and we react automatically and naturally to certain things in certain ways. So if we go in to our prospective clients with a salesy pitch, the brain picks it up. So the prospect's brain picks it up, and they react in a way which is is not positive to what we want to accomplish as salespeople. And so what we needed to be doing is interrupting that pattern in the way we interact with our prospects to be different, so that we then make a better impression.
Fantastic. Again, let's just cut to Mike on the day and see what he had to say about that.
So the brain's a pattern-seeking machine. What does this mean for us when we phone someone and we say, "Hello, Mr. Seller, do you have a few minutes to talk? I won't be long. I'll be out of here soon." The pattern in the brain says this is a salesperson. And the minute they know it's a salesperson, I'm sure most of you have actually had calls from, like I get them often, marketing people. And how do you know it's a marketing person? "How are you? The weather's wonderful. It's all friendly." Stop doing that. Because you're actually telling that person, this is a salesperson. So what we want to do is what they call a pattern interrupt. We want to confuse the brain where the brain says, "I haven't heard this before." Create a bit of curiosity. How do we do that? So simple. In December, I'd phoned about 130 principals along the coast to do some free training. I didn't phone them and say, "This is who I am, here's my resume, and I'm doing some free training." I phoned them up. And the guy would say, "Hello, John speaking." I'd say, "Hi, John, thank you for taking my call. Is now a bad time to talk?" Not "is now a good time to talk." That's our default. We often say, "Is that a good time?" We want to actually get a no answer instead of yes. But the no actually means yes. Why? Because to the brain, yes means fear. The more I say yes to this agent, you know the old story of tie downs, get a yes every time. Do you understand? Do you agree with that? Yes, another tie down. So, you know, if we could agree on price, would you work with me? Yes, another tie down. The brain knows about that. They've heard it all before. We all know when an agent's using a close on us. And so psychologically, we have something called psychological reactance. We pull back. The minute a human being feels that our autonomy to make our own decision is taken away, the reactance goes up. And they say, "No, sorry, it is an open listing, but I've got enough agents. I'll call you if I need your help."
So there again, Michael sort of explained in detail about patterns and how the brain looks for patterns, as you said, David. And then also another thing he touched on was being, you know, as an agent, disarmingly honest, and how that affects the whole negotiation process.
Yeah, you were saying it's like, oh, you've almost got to kind of disqualify yourself with the client. And I actually did this the other day, Terry, with a big prospective landlord client that we're trying to close. And he said to me, "David, look, they're looking to outsource their portfolio, and they're looking at prospective agencies." And I came across quite assertively saying, "And we need to just test it. Can I find out more?" And so forth, almost making myself difficult to get, hard to get. And what that does is that it's almost, that's kind of what Michael was saying, is about being different. And I was doing it because, quite frankly, I don't want to take on landlords with too many trouble and something that we can't actually handle and be profitable with. Yeah. But at the same time, it was definitely a technique to get the client to be engaged with me. What we want to do is create that connection, almost like a debate and a discussion point. It's not just me giving him a price and then them just saying I like the price or not, but feeling like there's an engagement, that they want me to feel like I'm passionate about what they're doing. And yeah, by me being, I guess I was being disarmingly honest, it's a way of creating that connection. I want them on my side and I want them to feel that I'm on their side. And I guess that's my own little story about what Michael was saying. And we want our clients to feel like they've got the autonomy. And in essence, when they do have that, it kind of puts their guard down, which means that we can kind of create that that real human to human connection.
Yep, absolutely. And we're going to leave it there for you and I. I think let's close off with one of Michael's final thoughts, again, from what was a fantastic talk at the Power Up Your Sales conference. So cheers, David. We'll touch on more of these speakers in the coming podcasts.
Thanks, Terry.
Cheers.
So I'm closing up front. I know there's a budget. I know they have an issue. And we'll see in the 45 minutes if I can help them. So be disarmingly honest. Don't be scared to walk away. You will build trust a lot quicker than trying to pull them towards you. Disqualify them. not once, not twice, three or four times, push them away subtly so that they go, no, actually, I want to work with you. So I think I have 1 minute left. And so start communicating with the way the human brain works and have conversations. Don't have a pitch. Have a conversation human to human. What are your issues with this work? And you'll find they'll open up more. They'll give you more information. And you will sign more listings from those. You'll get more listing appointments and they will lead to more soul mandates. So thank you very much.